So I found out through my father, because he, you know, it was his grandfather, you know, he told me about this growing up as a child and said, well, your great grandfather built this car. And I was always like, yeah, sure, Dad, whatever, you know. But then, you know, growing up and finding out, like, I did my own research later on in my 20s when I moved to New York City with some of the stuff, because the place was built, his manufacturing place, you know, like, it was in Brooklyn. So I think near Greenpoint. I did research on it and did more. I found the actual case of the trial that was settled before it went to trial. You know what I mean? There was like everything was there. I found the patents. I went to in New York City, there's the patent office, but like for like historical patents. This is before computers too. You had to handwrite everything and hand it in on a piece of paper, and then they did research and they came back with a file, you know, like a microfiche of it. So I did like microfiche of it. So the scans that I sent you, that was from the microfiche of the patents that were done. And then the court documents that I had, I wasn't allowed to let them leave the premises there for the old court documents. So I had to get copies made there. It was like, at the time, it was like 25 cents a copy. So then, you know, did all that and, you know, did more of the research that way. So that's how I found out about it in more details. And then my dad always had like the manual, like my great grandfather printed the manuals and like, you know, the sales literature, the car literature and everything like that. And then the photo that we have, that's the only like known photo of the car itself. So that's how we found out. And then I never met my great grandfather. He died in the 60s, I want to say. And I was born in 1970. So, but this is stuff that was passed down to our family. And like on my uncle's side of the family, the same thing, you know. But I was the one who was the keeper of the stuff mostly. So I have most of the stuff. And I do send copies to my family members if they ever ask for it. And, you know.
So basically, he invented this transmission, and I think initially you said he put it on boats because he was an avid boater.
Yeah, he was a boating fanatic. Him and my grandfather were big boating people. And like, that's how he thought of it first, was to put it on a boat. And yeah, to put the reverse gear on it for obvious reasons on a boat. And then somebody, I think, I don't know who told him, or I don't know the story, but I guess he just decided to put it on a car, you know, and try it out. I mean, back then, 1900s, everybody was doing anything with cars, you know, because it was such a new thing. So anybody could, you know, not anybody, but people who had like the means would do that. So that's what he did. You know, he started it and put it in boats and then threw it in cars later.
So it was the Ball Touring Car, I believe, was the name of it. He built six of the six cars with this transmission in it initially, I think you had said.
Yeah, as far as I know, from what family told me and stuff like that, there was only he built six, and now who knows where they are? Like, it's, you know, no idea. They're probably buried underneath the streets of Brooklyn right now, for all I know. I don't think he ever sold any. I don't know if there was no sales receipts. You know what I mean? There was nothing like a record like that's concerned. I did find,
And that was, I think, 1903, you said that he built those
yeah,
cars.
1902, 1903,
1902,
somewhere around there. Yeah. So I don't know where the cars are now. Like, you go to auto museums or something like that, and there's nothing. You know what I mean? Like, out, was it in Hershey, is the Antique Automobile Association, the main headquarters. And I don't, you know, I haven't been out there in years, but there might be something in there about the automobile, but I know there's no like physical evidence anywhere that I know of.